Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, beloved. This is Sister Judith, and I thank you for joining me. Yesterday, we began sharing some, I would trust, familiar scriptures from the book of Exodus and the confrontation of Moses and Pharaoh, where it became God's time to release the children of Israel from Egyptian bondage. They had been servants and slaves to their Egyptian taskmasters for 400 years. And the word of the Lord was being fulfilled that God spoke to Abraham in covenant. And we see that Pharaoh was very persistent. He was deluded by his magicians. In the seventh chapter of Exodus, the Lord told Moses and Aaron to lift up, Moses was to lift up his rod, smite the waters that were in the river, and all the waters that were in the river were turned to blood. And in verse 22, it says, "And the magicians of Egypt did in like manner with their enchantments, and Pharaoh's heart was hardened, and he hearkened not unto them as Jehovah had spoken." You see, God already told Moses he's not going to listen. And then in the eighth chapter, let me read verses 25 and 28. "And Pharaoh called for Moses." So there were the plagues that were being poured out in succession upon Egypt. "And Pharaoh called for Moses and for Aaron," and said, he's trying to barter with God. He says, "Go, ye sacrifice to the Lord your God in the land." And Pharaoh said, but Moses says, no, we have to be able to go out into the wilderness 3 days. And verse 28, Pharaoh said, "I will let you go that ye may sacrifice to the Lord your God in the wilderness, only ye shall not go very far away. Entreat for me," in other words, pray that there could be in deliverance from the swarm of flies. That was one of the plagues. And then in chapter 10, verses 11 and 9, let me turn to that. In verse 11, it says, "Not so, go ye now, all ye that are men, and serve the Lord, for that ye did desire." And they were driven out from Pharaoh's presence. So he's trying to barter with God. And in verse 24 of that same chapter, Pharaoh called unto Moses and said, "Go ye, serve the Lord. Only let your flocks and your herds be stayed. Let your little ones also go with you." So you see, he's gradually trying to make concessions, but his heart was hardened. He refused to obey God. And it's interesting, in the ninth chapter of Exodus, there was one of the plagues was a grievous outpouring of hail. Verse 9 in that chapter says, "Send therefore now and gather thy cattle," this is the warning, "and all that thou hast in the field, for upon every man and beast which shall be found in the field and shall not be brought home, the hail shall come down upon them, and they shall die." Verse 20, very interesting, "He that feared the word of the Lord among the servants of Pharaoh made his servants and his cattle flee into the houses, and he that regarded not the word of the Lord left his servants and his cattle in the field." And of course, they were killed. There was no hail in the land of Goshen where the Israelites were. So God's punishment of Pharaoh increased with each act of rebellion. And as I said, the thing that captivated me in a way I hadn't seen before is that this is a parallel of what's going to happen in the end times. In the case of ancient Israel, it was the king of Egypt who wanted to keep God's people in bondage, in servitude, in the inability to be able to worship God as God desired, the freedom and liberty that he wanted them to walk in. So the God of this world has blinded the eyes of them that don't believe, those who are servants of Satan, those who are in authority. They want to keep not just a nation, but the entire nations of the world in bondage to the God of this world. And basically, as the punishment of Pharaoh was increasing with each act of rebellion, we see the loss of Pharaoh's sovereignty over the people of God. In Exodus 14, we read, "And it was told the king of Egypt that the people were fled, and the heart of Pharaoh and his servants was changed towards the people. And he said, 'What is this that we have done, that we have let Israel go from serving us?'" And of course, in that 12th chapter of Exodus, the last and most severe plague was the loss of the firstborn. And Pharaoh, because of his stubborn rebellion against God, lost his son. And that was God's, he kept giving him opportunities, and there was a time that Pharaoh had hardened his own heart, and then as we see that God hardened his own heart, and that is going to take place, I believe, in the world in which we're living as we read Revelation. There are tremendous signs and judgments of God coming upon the earth, and it seems unthinkable. It seems unreasonable. In fact, at one point, an angel of God is declaring the everlasting gospel in the heavens, and people still won't listen. They still won't soften their hearts. They won't hearken to hear the word of God. And just as this was an example of God's dealing with the wickedness of the stubbornness of those that controlled the governance, if you will, of God's people, so God is going to deal with the rulers of the world, the nations that will not serve God, those that will desire to follow the Antichrist, that Satan, now this has been his plan forever, you know, to set up. He wanted worship in the beginning. We understand that. Remember, he drew away a third of the angels because he wanted to be like the Most High, which even though he was perfect in beauty to the day that iniquity was found in him, and any created being who think they could rise above the throne of God shows a serious flaw in their character as well as their intelligence. But beloved, what's the point of my sharing all this is that God wants to keep the people of God in bondage. We know that the plan is to extend it over the whole world, and those who will not serve the Antichrist, those who won't listen to the false prophet, they will be beheaded. It talks in Revelation about those who were beheaded for the testimony of Jesus. They refused to bow their knee to serve the God of this world, the Satan, who is going to be desire to be worshipped in the form of the Antichrist. And so, beloved, we have to understand the warfare is increasing. Why? Because he, just as he desired to increase the hardships, the servitude of ancient Israel under the bondage of the hard bondage of Pharaoh, so he wants God's people to stay in bondage and deliverance to oppressive forces. But Jesus said, "Whom the Son sets free is free indeed." You may be going through what you feel is a Pharaoh experience in your life. But beloved, because of Jesus, he came to set his people free. Just as there was a physical deliverer in the form of Moses who said, "Let my people go," in these days, the words of the Son of God is speaking across the nations to the enemy of our souls, Lucifer, Satan, and his henchmen, "Let my people go." We don't have to stay in bondage. We can be free to worship God in all of his glory. And I believe that's why there's been so many attacks. Satan is trying to wear down the saints. But what is the answer? What is the provision for us in times of great spiritual battle and warfare. Beloved, it's the same as it was for the people of God in the time of Moses and Pharaoh. We need to believe and act on God's word. We need to begin to appropriate God's promises for our lives, for our needs, for your joy, and for your walk of victory in Christ. They had to obey God. They had to be willing to sacrifice that first Passover lamb. What was the Passover? The death angel would pass over you. He would see the blood, and those who remained safe in the house were not touched by the angel of death. And even from all throughout the land of Egypt, including the very throne room, the son of Pharaoh, his firstborn, experienced the death that came, the angel that came to administer the judgment, the word of the Lord. And so when you begin to claim the promises of God for your life, as you begin an act of appropriation for your own life and for the meeting of your needs, spiritually, physically, whatever, circumstantially, that act of faith is what is enabling you to appropriate God's promises. But you have to understand, just as it was for God's people to be free to worship Him, they could not do that. They were the gods of Egypt. They were to divest themselves of anything that pertained to the idols of Egypt that the emperor worshiped that existed at that time, to worship all the intricacies of that religious worship that they had. And God wants us today to be pure in heart, to know that it is His will to deliver you whatever you are going through. Jesus paid it all. He paid the price. And so I'm going to continue. I fast and pray not only for my partners, but for my radio family. And if you are needing the agreement and support of prayer, then I ask you to write and share your needs. There are times I have prayed for my own personal needs, and it takes the power of agreement to see that particular battle that I might be going through broken. God's no respecter of persons, beloved. What He does for one, He does for the other. What He did for Paul, He will do for us. It's by faith in the completed work of our Lord Jesus Christ. I invite you to write as well and tune in tomorrow at this same time. I love you and thank God for you. And until tomorrow, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless.